Hello and welcome to the Roman Around League podcast. I'm your host, former NFL scout, Tyler Roman. Today's episode, I'll look at my third mock draft for the season. I'll also look at some second round possibilities for Washington. Week and a half out, well, we're actually a week exactly today, and the draft can't get here soon enough. A lot to get to, so let's get started. All right, looking at second round guys, I'm just going to focus on some tackles, corners, and receivers. I feel like those are the most potential positions there for Washington second round and edge, but I think a guy like Chop Robinson, I think they like, probably won't be there. Maybe if Darius Robinson from Missouri, but he can play inside as well. He's 6'3", 280 at the combine, so definitely a bigger edge rusher coming out of Missouri. But tackle-wise, you got Roger Rosengarten from Washington. He's probably more of a right tackle, but Washington still needs a right tackle, even though Wiley probably will start this year. They still need one for the future. You got Patrick Paul from Houston. Maybe you can get him later in the second if you trade back. He's Chris Paul's brother. Very, very raw, but very, you know, a lot of skill there that Washington could, you know, tap into. Kingsley Sumatia from BYU. He is definitely has potential to be there at 36 as well. Had a nice career at BYU. Definitely like that he played in the Big 12 the last couple years as they made the conference change. And then Jordan Morgan from Arizona. Washington, they bring him in for a visit and at the combine. He started pretty much every game since his freshman year, so definitely like that he, you know, has 3 or 4 years worth of film at Arizona, so he's definitely an option. At corner, you have Kool-Aid McKintry from Alabama, 6'1", 199, probably the coolest name in the draft, obviously being named Kool-Aid. I think he fits Dan Quinn's system. Washington obviously needs some help at corner. I don't know what they think of Emmanuel Forbes and Benjamin St. Juice. You have TJ Tampa at Iowa State, another big corner at 6'1". Max Mount from Rutgers, he's got a lot of steam recently. Definitely someone that Washington could look into. Then Kamari Lassiter from Georgia. So I think there's some guys Washington could look at in the second round. And then you have receiver, which I think is definitely a, you know, big need, thinking that I think they need a big wide receiver in Washington to go with Terry and Jahan Dotson. Adonai Mitchell definitely is a guy I really, really like, coming from Texas, 6'2", 205. I don't know if he'll make it to 36. There was a report on out him earlier this week that apparently he has diabetes. And apparently when it's not managed, he becomes very difficult to work with, and I guess just kind of, you know, rude around his coaches and players. So definitely, again, this is a report that I saw. Maybe they need to, they said basically need someone watching him all the time to make sure his blood sugar is regulated so he doesn't get to those ornery points, I guess you want to say. But either way, definitely a lot of talent, potential to be number one receiver in the NFL. Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, a lot of people see him as an AJ Brown clone, built almost exactly the same, 6'1", 227. Very explosive after the catch. He'll be someone that Washington can be looking at if he's there at 36. Keon Coleman, 6'3", 213. I think he will be there at 36 just because he had a poor combine when he ran a 4.6. But I think he was tested. During the gauntlet drill, he had the fastest GPS speed at any player. So definitely his play speed's fine. He looked fine on tape, too. He was a punt returner. Definitely a big target, you know, one-on-one, a jump ball situation I watch to look for. And then Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, obviously don't think he's going to be there at 36. He's 6'3", 209. He's probably going top 20. But maybe if he slips and they do pick Jaden Daniels at 2, it's someone they, you know, try to jump back up for, to get Jaden Daniels, someone he's familiar with, you know, to come to Washington with. All right, looking at the mock draft, obviously you have Caleb Williams, number one to Chicago. Nothing really else needs to be said. Caleb's going number one in Chicago. Number two, Washington, obviously. I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels here. I know there's a lot of talk right now. They just did the top 30 visits with Washington, you know, having guys come in at basically 20 guys at a time. They took him to Topgolf. And Jaden Daniels' agent liked to tweet kind of disparaging that approach, and didn't seem like he enjoyed it. So, you know, if that's coming from Jaden Daniels or if that's coming from just the agent, not a good look either way. I'm going to stick with Jaden. Adam Peters had his press conference today, kind of alluded to the fact that he doesn't want a project at quarterback, but obviously that could be a smokescreen, and maybe he doesn't think Drake May is a project. So I'm going to go with Jaden. Obviously, all the signs are pointing towards him. I'm not for sure, but just for the sake of this mock, I'll do one more before next week's draft, but I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels. I think he would be a good pick for Washington. He's ready to play day one. I think he could make Washington, you know, a, you know, wild card contender potentially if things turn right in season one. And then I have New England at number three, taking quarterback Drake May. Obviously, there's a lot of potential there with Drake, but there's a lower floor too, because if he doesn't reach it, then he, you know, could just be a perennial backup. But obviously, he has all the physical talent in the world. Obviously, some shades of Justin Herbert, but definitely, you know, big boom or bust potential. So I think Drake May is still going to go in the top five. I have to go number three, New England. Number four, Arizona is going to be Marv Wilson Jr. I really, really think it's almost a lock, especially if they don't trade out. He's, you know, top wide receiver prospect, one of the best to come out in years since Jamar Chase probably. So, you know, Marv is going to, you know, be number one target for Kyler. Number five, I have the Chargers trading to Denver. Denver coming up to get J.J. McCarthy. Denver obviously needs a quarterback. I don't know. Again, this is kind of the sake of the mock I did. I don't know if Denver has the firepower to get up there with the trade picks. The picks they traded for Russell Wilson, and plus you don't know if the Chargers want to have an interdivision trade, have McCarthy in the AFC West. If Harbaugh really, you know, thinks McCarthy as high as he does that he talks to the medium about. So I have McCarthy going here in a trade up to Denver at five. At six, I have the Giants taking Malik Neighbors from LSU. Neighbors is a stud. He'll be a number one. Hopefully the Giants don't get him, but obviously the point signs point to him. Seven of the Titans taking tackle Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Titans could go receiver here, but obviously they did sign Calvin Ridley and still have DeAndre Hopkins, but they need, you know, a left tackle for Will Levis. Eight, I have Atlanta taking Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama. He had 10 sacks last year, 22 half in his career. Atlanta needs an edge rusher badly, and I think he'd be a nice pick for Atlanta. And number nine, I have a huge mock trade coming up here. I have Buffalo coming up from all the way from 28 to 9 to replace Stephon Diggs. So I have him coming here to pick up wide receiver Rome Odunze from Washington. Rome's another guy that could be a number one, obviously, from the time he steps on the field. He'd be a great target for Josh Allen. Bills need a receiver badly. Definitely our wide receiver one. They still obviously signed Curtis Samuel. Have Khalil Shakur there, who had a nice year out of the slot for them in Buffalo, but they need a number one threat, and Rome Odunze can be that. At number 10, I have the Jets coming up to take, excuse me, the Jets staying at 10, taking tight end Brock Bowers from Georgia. Bowers is, you know, has the potential to be a tight end in the same, you know, ilk as George Kittle and Kelsey. That's how good he is. So the Jets could definitely use that for Aaron Rodgers. At the Lions taking, excuse me, at 11, I have the Vikings taking cornerback Terrion Arnold from Alabama. He's obviously neck and neck with Kenyon Mitchell from Toledo, who's a top cornerback in this draft. I have Minnesota picking him at 11. At 12, this is the trade back. So now the Chargers on the clock from the Broncos pick. I'm taking tackle Talese Fuaga from Oregon State, 6'6", 334. He could pair with Rashawn Slater on the other side to protect Justin Herbert. At 13, I have Vegas taking tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama. They need someone opposite of Colton Miller to protect whoever's going to be quarterback, whether it's Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. At 14, I have the Saints taking tackle Olu Fashanu from Penn State. The Trevor Penning pick from a couple years ago turned out to be a bust. They still need a left tackle. Fashanu could be that. Maybe, you know, is more of a project, but I think he definitely could still be a very good left tackle in the NFL. At 15, I have the Colts taking edge rusher Lea Latua from UCLA. Definitely a lot of interesting names in this year's draft class. 23 and a half sacks last 2 years. Did have a neck injury that had him temporarily retire a few years back, but did the last 2 years played well at UCLA, and the Colts would benefit here taking him at 15. At 16, I have the Seahawks taking guard Tony Fitanu from Washington. The signs just, you know, make too much sense. The Washington offensive coordinator is now the offensive coordinator for Seattle. Seattle could use some interior offensive linemen after a few left in free agency, so Fitanu would be a natural fit. 17 of the Jaguars taking cornerback Kenyon Mitchell from Toledo. A ball hawk, 5 interceptions in 2022, 6'196". Definitely could have transferred in the portal to a higher school from Toledo, but shows you his you know, stick-to-itiveness to stay in the lower conference like that and still be a first-round pick. At 18, the Bengals taking wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. He had 17 touchdowns last year. T. Higgins doesn't seem like he's going to be in Cincinnati too much longer, playing on the franchise tag, so Thomas will come in and replace him and play opposite Jamar Chase for the next 4 years. At 19, the Rams taking defensive tackle Byron Murphy from Texas. Aaron Donald obviously retired, a huge, huge loss for the Rams. They try to get someone to help place him and Byron Murphy here. At 20, the Steelers taking interior lineman Graham Barton from Duke. He could play tackle, guard, or center. Pittsburgh could, you know, pretty much use help at any of those positions, so Barton could be an impact starter for them. At 21, the Dolphins taking edge rusher Jared Verse from Florida State. 18 sacks these last 2 years. Miami, you know, has some injuries. Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles later in the year last year, so he's not going to be ready week one. Verse can help, you know, fill that void until Phillips comes back and then pair with him and rotate with him going forward. At 22, the Eagles taking Defensive back Cooper DeJean from Iowa. He's 6'1", 207. He's a guy that, you know, got hurt at the end of the year, had a pro day later, still ran a 4.4, really, really athletic. He could play corner or safety for Philly. Maybe he plays safety at first because they need someone to maybe take over Reed Blankenship's spot next to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and then, you know, move to corner once Darius Slay and James Bradbury move on. And 23 of the Vikings taking quarterback, Michael Penix Jr. from Washington. He had 4,900 yards, 36 touchdowns last year, 4,600 yards, 31 touchdowns the year before. He is 24, he will be 24 in May, so a little bit of an older prospect, but Minnesota obviously needs a quarterback. He can come in, really start right away. Darnold obviously is there, but Penix, you know, throws a great ball. If Minnesota doesn't trade up, I think they could, you know, definitely take Penix here at 23. 24 of the Cowboys taking guard Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. He's 6'3", 320. He takes over for Tyler Smith, who's going to move over to left tackle. Tyron Smith moving on to the Jets. 25, the Packers taking Amarius Mims from Georgia. He's definitely a raw prospect, but, you know, could be really a Pro Bowler in the NFL. Only started 8 games, but looked great. 6'8", 340. He can come in and replace David Bakhtiari in Green Bay. 26, you have Tampa Bay taking cornerback Nate Wiggins from Clemson. He ran a 4.28 at the combine, 6'2", 185. He can come in and replace Carlton Davis, who they traded to Detroit in the offseason. 27, I have Arizona taking defensive tackle Johnny Newton from Illinois. He's 6'2", 295. Arizona could use him, a defensive lineman. It's a great pick here to pair with their pick at 4 overall, Marvin Harrison Jr. At 28, this is a mock trade, so Chicago's on the clock after Buffalo traded up with them to pick at number 9. So Chicago will take edge rusher Chop Robinson Jr. from Penn State. Chop would, you know, be able to form a really nice duo opposite of Montez Sweat. Robinson didn't have the greatest numbers in college, but all the talent is there to be a double-digit sack guy in the NFL. At 29, the Lions taking cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama. Detroit definitely still needs some cornerbacks. Cameron Sutton, excuse me. They had to cut him a few weeks ago after he had some off-field issues. They did trade for Carlton Davis from Tampa, but McKinstry can come in and pair with Davis and give Detroit a nice secondary. At 30, the Ravens take and tackle Roger Rosengarten from Washington. Obviously, still have Ronnie Stanley. He's been hurt a lot, but they did trade Morgan Moses to the Jets. Rosengarten can start at right tackle for Baltimore to help block for Lamar. At 31, I have San Francisco taking tackle Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, another mammoth of OT prospects, 6'7", 327. He eventually could take over for Trent in a few years. Obviously, that'd be fitting since they both are Oklahoma Sooners, but I think Guyton could play at right tackle for a few years until Trent retires. At 32, obviously the last pick of the first round, I have Kansas City taking wide receiver Xavier Worthy from Texas. Obviously, he broke the combine record, running a 4.21. 75 catches, 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns last year. Definitely gives him that Tyreek Hill type of threat. He's similar to Marquise Brown if they did sign him for agency. But, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty there with the Rashee Rice situation. Kansas City could definitely go for, you know, a receiver at 32. Well, with that concludes this Rumor Around the League episode. The Commanders will have an exciting and busy Thursday and Friday nights next week with 6 picks in the top 100. Obviously, a chance to rebuild the team and fill a lot of needs. I really like Jaden Daniels and Drake May. I know, obviously, all the signs are pointing to Jaden Daniels, but for some reason, I just have this feeling that they're going to go with May at 2. Either way, Washington is in a wonderful position at 2. You could follow me at Twitter at NFLScout21 and Instagram at RomanLeague_pod. Thanks for listening. Please hit subscribe. This is your host, Tyler Roman, signing off. See you next time.